got the this question here from Dane Wilson in Australia. He's wondering why when you scratch fingernails down a backboard, it makes people wig out, as he puts it. He personally can't stand the feel of cotton wool rubbed between his fingers. One of his mates hates the feeling of drying a wooden spoon with a tea towel, which sounds more like Webb getting out of doing washing up.
Yeah.
Why do people have these strange sensations and sounds which just make them go?
You know, everyone listening to this across a whole swathe of the Northern Hemisphere now is going to be sort of, you can feel that spine tingling effect, can't you? Is it so that the sound sort of in your head is climbing up your spine, and you know what it's like when that person's going to put their fingers on that blackboard and go,
now,
people
Chris.
Say, why do we have antibodies about that sound? The reason is not known for sure, but it was subject to a scientific bit of scrutiny. And researchers actually got volunteers and played them these sounds and saw how they responded to them. And they found there is a frequency response. In other words, in the ears, when you play sounds of a certain frequency, it elicits this very profound stress reaction and that spine-tinglingly, shockingly awful, I really can't stand that sort of sensation. What they suggested was that those sort of frequencies are the same kinds of sounds emitted by an animal that's in distress. So what they think's going on is that when you have an animal in distress, it emits sounds at that sort of level. We're all tuned to be sensitive to it so that we pick up on the fact there's danger around, and we therefore should be prepared that we might have to run off. So it sort of galvanises you into action. That's one possibility.